Blog Talk Radio.
I know you're gonna dig this.
On the spot, Tuesday, in the building now. Yes.
I don't understand what's going on here.
It's Michael Mahan, come on. Michael Muhammad and I'm in the building on the spot Tuesday. Check this out, we're gonna get it in tonight. Indeed. On the spot Tuesday. Yo, shout out to my co-host Charlie B. Moore. You know how it goes down in North Star. Talk, yeah. Live Talk Radio. Let's get it in.
Yo, peace, peace. Welcome to North Star Talk, Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Michael Muhammad. Well, on the spot Tuesday night is where I do my thing and try to make it happen. So we're gonna make it happen. You know how it's gonna go down, right? And I'd like to send shouts out to my co-host Charlie B. Moore, who'll be on Thursday nights with us making it happen. And so we're gonna keep doing what we can do. But tonight I wanted to touch on a topic. What is love if it causes pain? For some reason, I got a notification about the chat room being down. Said our engineer, I've been notified and will get this fixed. In many cases, it will work the second time if you try it again. But I tried it again and it didn't work. So, you might not be able to use the chat room tonight, but if you're listening from your computer, I want to thank you for listening. But our topic for tonight is, what is love if it causes pain? If you listen from the computer and listening online, you can also listen by phone. The call-in number is 657-383-1423. That's 657-383-1423. And near the end of the show, or somewhere in the middle of the show, I'm going to open up the phone line, and you can participate, make a statement, ask a question, and we'll deal with it. The way you do that, you press 1, and I'll call out the last 4 digits of your phone number, and then I'll bring you on. You give me your name. You don't have to give me your name. You know, some people don't want to give their name out, so if your name is Mary, you can say Susie Ass is Flat, and we'll bring you on. But we're going to get into, what is love if it causes pain? A lot of people have their own personal, functioning, working definition of love that they go by. We might even use, you know, dictionary meaning of love to operate under, right? So usually when we're dealing with love, we talk about feelings of love, romantic, sexual attraction, affection, friendliness, the love of God, right? So there's many forms of love, but in the Proto-Indo-European root of the word love, what they said actually like originated from, it means to care, to have a strong desire, love, right? Also in that same, what we will say PIE, Proto-Indo-European root, the word believe and belief and love all kind of tie in together. So if I believe in you, means I care about you or I have a love for you. That's deep, right? Because you know some of, like, you know, some of the high scientists, right? Some of these big head scientists, you know what I'm saying? They be like, yo, you're like, when you look at the word believe, I don't believe, son. Go in the word believe, you got B-L-I-E, be a lie, right? That's, you know, that's it. That's the big head scientist, you know what I'm saying? You know, digging deep into to a situation and a circumstance. But believe also means to care, desire, or love. So if I love you, I can honestly say or tell you I believe in you. You know what I'm saying? And so what we have to do now is come to an understanding of what is my functioning, listen, functioning, working definition of love. If you have a functioning, working definition of love that you operate by, anybody that comes around you, anybody that you deal with, can tell you they love you, but through their action manifest the reality of their words? Or are they just using words with no meaning? Like, I love you. See, we it does something to us when somebody say, I love you. Because we're thinking they love us based on our functioning, working definition of love. But their definition of love might not be the same defining of the word love. Right? You know, because we throw that word around. You know what I'm saying? I love everybody. Hell, you don't even know it. And if you got a functioning, working definition for your word love, and if you operate by this functioning, working definition, then you know it only applies to certain people, right? You can only apply this word to certain people because they're supposed to operate under your functioning, working definition, right? And so, you know, I like to research and investigate, right? So I was looking into the Bible, right? Because, you know, I was, you know, I asked questions. So somebody would say, well, you know, 1 Corinthians 13 and 13 chapter 4 through 8 says love is this. So I went and I read it, and I'm going to read it, the New International Version, right? And see if we can kind of build on that a little bit, because some of y'all might have the same functioning, working definition for your definition of love, right? So it says love is patient. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoice with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Excuse me. Love never fails. So if this is, If anything I read in this scripture of love, right, is part of your functioning, working definition that you apply to yourself when it comes to your definition of love, then we have to look at the question for the subject of the show tonight. What is love if it causes pain? What is love if it causes pain, right? Pain, if you look at the word pain and the etymology of the word, it means a penalty or punishment, right? The word pain deals with hardship, suffering, right? Retribution, right? Condition of one feeling hurt, the opposite of pleasure. So if you're in a so-called relationship, right, or even with family, even with friends, even with people that you associate with that tell you they love you, right, if they're causing you some type of pain, hurt, right, then you cannot equate the pain to love. You have to equate that to something else. And just a comment on the post earlier today said, she mentioned growing pains, right? There's a difference between growing pain and problem pain, right? See, growing pains, or what we call some type of pain from struggle, right? When we have to struggle, when we get in a relationship or first meet people or deal with people, we have to struggle for a balance, right? So there might be some type of pain, because you got to understand there are different levels to pain, right? You might hit your toe on something, you go, oh man, you feel the pain, right? That's one level of pain, right? Then you might break your toe or break your feet. That's a whole different level of pain, right? So pain, when you go to a doctor or something, right, they'll ask you on a scale of 1 to 10, what level of pain do you feel, right? So when we're struggling for balance to be in a relationship or to be loved or to love someone, there's struggle. But we can be in a relationship or be with somebody, be in a friendship, and there's problems going on that actually causes us pain. So if we are not mature in who we are, we'll take the struggle for balance and feeling some type of pain from the struggle of balance for being the problem, and we'll take problems for being struggle for balance. Or what we may call growing pain or growing together, right? So now, if you look at a movie, right? At the beginning of the movie, this man or police officer or whatever the hero gonna be in the movie, he might have to save a woman, or he might have to protect a woman. So at the beginning of the movie, she don't really care about him. He don't have too much for her. But as the movie go on and they're getting shot at and dodging bullets and running in and out of places, they're struggling together for survival. And so in their ability to struggle together for survival, she sees his strong will and desire to protect her and to make sure she is safe and that she lives. He might get hurt in the process, and getting hurt in the process because she sees that he takes her under consideration and he has a strong will and desire to save her life. When he gets hurt, her nature kicks in to comfort him and console him and to help him in the healing process. So he might get cut, so she stitches up, give him stitches, have him bandage up. Right? But the more they struggle for survival, struggle to live, they become more attracted to each other and have a strong desire to be there for each other, right? Love is patient. So throughout their fight for or their struggle to survive, they start being patient with each other. So by the time we get to the end of the movie, they are in love with each other. Not because they had to face problems, but because they had to struggle for survival, struggle to live until they came to an understanding that, damn, he's willing to give his life for me. He's willing to be there for me no matter what. And he sees that, damn, she's willing to go all out for me. She's willing to be there for me. So there's a struggle for balance. When we first enter into a relationship, we first see, I like to deal with like defining stuff. So when we talk about you want to be in a relationship or you deal in a relationship, the root of relationship is to relate, right? How do we relate to each other? Relate in the aspect of, it means to refer back or trace back to or carry back to something, right? Relation is a connection or correspondence. How do we communicate and relate to each other? See, a lot of us are in relationships and we talk to each other and we think just talking to each other is communication. To communicate is to share or exchange information, news, or ideas. To convey or transmit in a nonverbal way to be able to share and understand each other's thoughts and feelings, right? So the proper communication or the proper way to communicate, we can do it verbally and we can do it nonverbally. You ever heard them say your actions speak louder than your words, right? See, what is love if it causes pain? Pain that is not only physical pain. Many of us either been there or is going through it right now where a person might not put their hands on us, but they're killing us to death with their words. They're destroying us on the inside. They're killing our mental ability to think properly. They're destroying our spirituality. They're killing us from the inside of us. So we might not be physically being abused, but a mistreatment, the way somebody talked to you, verbal abuse. And we stay there for the sake of what we call love, because somebody done told us, taught us, programmed us, and conditioned us to think, to call, or say, I love you unconditional. I love you unconditional. Unconditional love. Everything has a condition. You mean to tell me you gonna love somebody unconditional, but they doing everything wrong? Everything to mistreat you, to devalue you, but you love them unconditional. But your definition of what love is, they ain't even operating under that. Cheating is a condition. Physical abuse is a condition. So if you say you love somebody unconditional, no matter what the hell they do to you, you willing to call yourself loving them. What is love? If it causes pain, right? Love causes pain. If you're willing to stay there, but when you stay in a situation or a circumstance that is destroying you from within, that got you depressed, got you stressing out, then you don't even love yourself. How can you say you love yourself if you don't even know how valuable you are, or you don't even know your worth to allow somebody to mistreat you, to misuse you, to devour you, to destroy you from the inside out? many times your desire or your will to love somebody that mistreats you, you bring on your own pain. You the root cause of your own pain because you rather stay in a situation and hurt than to let go and hurt. We have to stop loving other people more than we love ourselves. Self-preservation is the first law of nature. You have to preserve yourself first. You have to think about self first. There is a positive side to being selfish. You have to set boundaries to protect yourself. Loving self is the key to you actually understanding how you're supposed to be loved by somebody else. You cannot say you truly understand that somebody loves you if you're not even loving yourself. If love is patient, love is kind, you got to show that to yourself. Why can't you show yourself love? Why we always got to look for somebody else to love us or to validate us through them saying, well, I love you? I even heard somebody say, as I was discussing the topic, God is love or Jesus is love. Well, if God is love, then you got to study God. If Jesus is love, then you got to study Jesus. Because God is love, IS is like equate, like the equal sign in mathematics. 1 + 1 = 2. So if God is love, then you got to understand, you got to operate from a higher God self. The scripture said, know ye not that the kingdom of heaven is within you, that God dwells in you? If God dwells in us and somebody is mistreating us, then they're destroying the God in you. I got somebody that has their hands up, so I'm going to bring them on by calling out the last four. If you got a question or a statement or want to make a comment, press 1 and I'll bring you on. Let me bring this caller on. Caller, the last four digits of your phone number is 5722. 5722, welcome to the show.
Greetings in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. My name is Pastor Don G, CEO. And my brother, you are dropping some jewels, man. I don't know how all them diamonds fall out your mouth, brother. You ain't playing tonight. I just love everything that you're saying because it's one of these things. I've been pastoring for over 12 years, and I lived in 40 out of 50 states. And when you look at these people's houses, when they got these, it takes you like 30 minutes to walk up to a porch when I knocked on doors for 4 years. The refrigerators are empty. They got this big house, but when you get to the door, it's all these foreclosure notices. And I want to bring to the forefront, people put more love into the money. And when money runs out, people forget about all the stuff a person did because the money ran out. And I really like the way that you're dropping that knowledge, man, because it's so many people out there that need to get it, you know. If y'all listening, the call is over at 657-383-1423. Get out of that chat room. Let your voice be heard. How can you get rewarded in the Book of Life if you've never been recorded? So I love what you bring in, the message of love, and you really breaking it down, man. You got to love yourself, man. That's one of the tools of the spirit, you know. So I'm moving out of the way, but I'm going to be listening. I'm going to text some other people, tell them to jump on. It's a deep topic, brother.
All right. I appreciate it. And are you on Facebook?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's Don Jr. CEO, DonJr. CEO. I'm on all the
okay,
favorite
I'll tell
social
you
networks.
Okay, find me on Facebook, Michael Gregory Muhammad, and so I can add you right. as a friend and also add you to the North Star Talk blog group that I have on Facebook. And maybe you could give me a topic, or maybe me, you can come on the show and we can build on some stuff. You know what I'm saying? That you might want to help build on, you know?
I'll definitely take down my number. That's my direct number. I've had the same number for the last 15 years. You know, I try not to change the number for nobody. I had a stalker one time. I changed my number. But other than that, you know.
I just wrote your number down.
Okay.
I just wrote your number down, Pastor.
You said Michael Gregory?
Yes, Michael Gregory Muhammad.
Muhammad, okay, that's the part I was missing.
Yes, sir.
Okay, you'll see about 2024, I'm running for president, so you'll see that.
Okay, then, no doubt, and I appreciate that, and yeah. I'll definitely reach out to you.
I'm going to stay on the show, man. I really love what you're doing. I want to listen to the rest of the show.
Okay, thank you, and appreciate you speaking up. Indeed, indeed. I'm humble, you know, and so... We're going to get back into it in the past. Indeed, when you love yourself, you don't place material things before you. I got another caller. Let me bring the caller in. Caller, the last four digits of your phone number is 1873. 1873, welcome to the show.
Hey,
Lisa.
I just
want to
piggyback off of what the brother said. You are doing a good job, and you know, I do believe that, you know, you can't love anybody without loving yourself. But I just wanted to talk specifically for a quick second. You know, be careful of who we are, you know, showing love to and laying down with. You understand? Because a lot of these brothers, you know, they're able to release some things in us. You know, that have us up at 3 o'clock in the morning and, you know, late at night crying or whatever. And we wondering what that is, but it's their energy. You understand? We letting these
right.
brothers, you know, release this foul energy into us, you know, where, you know, you have a man who can't or don't know how to love himself, you know, so
true.
He's spreading love all over the place, but it's toxic love. You understand? And,
right.
you know, we have these sisters out here that's looking for love so bad that they're willing to, you know, just open up to anything. You understand? And that's what
right.
we do. You know, our bodies are made to do that. You understand? Our wombs, our vaginas, and, you know, everything about us is just made to, you know, be open to or susceptible to love and these brothers. And, you know, I just want to say, you know, we have to be careful about, you know, who we land down with and opening ourselves
cool.
up to. You understand? I don't want to
right.
you know, ramble on or anything. You know, I'm on my late night train, so I'll probably get cut off. But, you know, I just wanted to,
okay.
you know, talk to the sisters real quick.
Okay, no doubt. And I'm going to add to that. And keep checking me out. And whenever you want to come on the show, and Bill with me on the show, just let me know. And, you know what I'm saying, give me a topic. You know, we be looking for topics. Me and my co-host, Charlie B. Moore, like I say, I'm on Tuesday night. We're on the spot Tuesday. And she's on with me on Thursday night. And then she does a ladies night. So definitely reach out to us and we can make it happen.
All right. Keep doing what you're doing, brother. You know,
I appreciate that.
I'm always looking for, you know, good words out here or whatever. And, you know, you'll be spitting some jewels on us. So, you know, stay positive.
Indeed. Appreciate it.
Sound like that.
All right. I'm gonna build on what you said dealing with the energy, all right? So I'm going to go ahead and put you on mute and then keep listening to the show so you can hear how I put this here together, all right?
Okay, thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Now, the sister said that the women have to be careful with who they lay down with because of that energy, right? Toxic energy. Now, the reason why a lot of us deal in what is called sex, right? If you look at the word sex, right? The word sex and six, the number six, sex and six are one and the same, right? And so in the Bible, in the scriptures, they count the mark of the beast, but it is the number of a man, and his number is 600, 666, which will give you 660 and 6, so 666. So when you operate in sex, you operate in under the number 6. Now, understand, there's a difference between having sex and making love, right? So when you just lay down with somebody or you deal with somebody based on just the physical attraction, you are exchanging energy, right? And you know they say when you have sex with somebody, can you have sex with somebody and not catch emotions or feelings? No. When you're dealing with another person and emotions kick in, right? When you're dealing with emotion, it might be just start off as a physical attraction and, you know, curiosity. You know how we think. Then once we start dealing with them, we become emotionally attached to them, right? But if you look at the word emotion, it's E, then you got M-O-T, son, right? Emote. Mote means movement, like locomotive, motion. What is your motive? What is your movement? What is your locomotive? Motive, everything deals with transit, moving, right? So E and emotion is energy. So emotions are energy in motion. So when we deal with energy in motion, you have a negative energy and a positive energy that moves from within us. Electricity, right? Even our thoughts are electromagnetic liquid. Right? And so when we are dealing with somebody and we're having sex, right, in our sweat, whatever the person thinks, however the person feels, is in their sweat. And when two bodies come together, they're exchanging the sweat fluid. So if a person has a negative energy, or demonic or wicked energy, they passes that energy through their sweat. It's called transference of energy. Energy is neither created nor destroyed. It just changes form, right? And so even when you kiss in your saliva, there's energy passed through the saliva. Now, when you reach an orgasm and his sperm is released or semen is released, whatever's in his thoughts, whatever's in his mind, whatever is his thinking or her thinking process at the time, right, that is exchanged through her womb. As the sister said, in her vagina, he passes this negative energy. Want me, I'm going to show and prove, right? Show and prove. Now, a man might smoke, woman might smoke, produce a baby that comes out, the baby got cancer. Ain't never smoked a cigarette a day in his life. Because in your energy, in your body fluid, it has the chemical from the cigarette and even had a chemical from the marijuana you smoke. Baby can come out with the symptoms of being an alcoholic. So later on, as it grows and develops, it has a natural desire to want to drink because daddy was an alcoholic, the mother was an alcoholic. So you pass on these energies. This is where you get the term generation curses, because this energy is passed on through sex. We don't go in it with a mindset of recreating and reproducing. We go in it with a mindset of recreation. If you look at the word recreate, you got recreate. So we go, when we get together, it's for recreation. It ain't for recreation. And so, however the man is feeling, because he, you know, we got a saying, he'll lie to you to lie with you. If his only desire is to go up in you, sisters, then that mindset of I'm gonna score tonight, I'm gonna beat that three up, all that mindset, when he's dealing with you, he passes that on through his energy, because that energy, that negative energy, is in motion. So even after you've been with the man and the sex felt good for a minute or a second, after it's done, the way he treats you or the way a woman treat a man after sex causes them pain based on, in their mind, making love. What is love if it causes pain? For what are you willing to do for the sake of love that you're willing to suffer the consequences afterwards? This is where I was trying to get to when I came up with the topic, what is love if it causes pain? My daughter seen the topic, and she said, Dad, that's from a song, right? And I said, yes, this is a song that me and her uncle JB built with, and it said, what is love if it causes pain? And it was about a woman that thought she had Mr. Right. At the start, he was doing everything right. But then he started mistreating her, putting her down, verbally abusing her. So in the hook, it says, baby, you should know it's time to let him go. Because what is love if it causes pain? Baby, you are strong. You will carry on. Time is all you need. Girl, he will fade. Girl, don't be afraid to let him go. What is love if it's causing you pain? You're listening to North Star Talk on your On the Spot Tuesday night. If anybody got a question or a comment, go ahead and raise your hand, and I'll definitely get you on the show. Even if you got a question, we got like 6 minutes left for those who are listening online. But if there people got, if you're on the phone and you got a question or a comment, even after we go off the air online, then we'll still be on air on the phone, and I can still build. And those who listening by computer and online, you can come to the North Star Talk page and go into the archives and listen to the rest of the show. The call-in number is 657-383-1423. That's 657-383-1423. And we're on every Tuesday and Thursday night here on North Star Talk Blog Talk Radio Show. I'm your host, Michael Muhammad. My co-host is Charlie B. Moore. You know, if you're on Facebook or Michael Gregory Muhammad on Facebook, you can send me a friend request, and I definitely accept your friend request, and we'll make some things happen by adding you to the North Star Talk group. So I'm trying to give everybody opportunity that's listening. If you got a question or a statement, then press 1 and I'll bring you on. Like I said, you ain't got to say your name. You know what I'm saying? If your name is Liza, you can say my name is Susie Ass Flat, and we'll bring you on. Give a couple more minutes if somebody want to cap in. But like I say, we dealing with what is love if it causes pain. And the reality of it is you need to really love yourself first. You never love somebody more than you love yourself. You can't even love your own children more than you love yourself, right? There's a scripture in the Bible that says the first commandment is love the Lord thy God with all thy heart. And the second one is like unto it. Said love your neighbor as you love yourself. Let me back that up. Let me remake it. Love your neighbor as you love yourself, right? You can't even say you love your neighbor or anybody else unless you first love yourself. Loving of self is the prerequisite of loving everybody else. Loving self show and prove that you love God. And to love God, you got to love God from within you. And that's where your heaven come from. Know ye not that the kingdom of heaven is within you, that God dwells in you? See, Jesus was a perfect example of God's love that operates within us. So Jesus said, when you see me, you see the Father, because I'm in the Father and the Father is in me. Then he turns around and he teaches, know ye not that the kingdom of heaven is within you, that God dwells in you. Another scripture says, ye are the temple of the living God that dwells in you. So when you allow people to mistreat you, you allow them to mistreat God. When you allow to accept anything for the sake of love, you're allowing negative energy to attack the spirit of God within you. And if you understand that love is patient, love is kind, it does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud, it does not dishonor others, it is not self-seeking, it is not easy anger, it keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoice with the truth. It always protect, always trust, always hope, always persevere. Love never fails. And if you can use those as your functioning, working definition to determine if somebody loves you, you first must use all that on yourself. You've got to first use all of that on yourself. Love yourself. Love yourself. Stop sitting and worrying about if somebody else loves you. If you love you, and God loves you, then it doesn't matter what somebody else feels about you. Yeah, it's good. And I used to say this right here. You know, I want to fall in love. And I had to change that because our words have power. I don't want to fall in love. Cause every time I fail, whether I fell off a bicycle, whether I fell off the top of a tree, every time I fell in something, I got hurt. So I don't want to fall in love no more. I want to share love. So when it comes to love, I want to share love. I got a hand up. Let me see. Call the last four digits of your phone number is 4273. 4273, welcome to the show.
How you doing? This is Taisha. I'm sitting up here listening
Peace,
to
how you, doing?
You guys. So, all right. And I'm just calling to say that right now I'm going through a little something like that. I felt like I was in love. And right now, and I'm hurting, and I know that's not the way it's supposed to be. But in time, I know I'll get healed, but it's not that easy. It's really not.
Right.
For a female.
Right.
Especially when you're thinking for over the years that somebody really cared about you. And not to say that he doesn't care, but our love is different. And I feel like I show too much love, and I'm not getting enough affection. And I think men need to learn how to show more affection to females.
Okay. All right. Well, let me say this to you. You have your definition of love, and if they're not willing to manifest, because we first see when you first get in a relationship, right? Before you get in a relationship, there's this thing called friendship, right? You got to first master friendship, right? And in the stage of friendship, you have to, you know what they say, I want to know what you bring to the table. Usually when people use that statement, they talk about some material stuff, right? But we have to, and when you date somebody, the root of the word date is data. You got to collect data. You got to collect the proper information. You got to, and turn that information, you got to be well informed, right? And so when you first meeting somebody, you have to collect the empirical data on that person, right? Why do you want to be my friend? What's your definition of friend? And here's my definition of friend. Do you meet the requirements of being my friend? Then one thing, once we build a friendship, then we have to determine what is our purpose of being friends. If we understand we got to have a purpose for being in a relationship, what is the purpose of us trying to be in a relationship? What is the end game? Do we have a mission statement? Right. And once you do these things, a person, if they don't operate by your mission statement or by the mission statement y'all set up for a relationship, then at some point you got to say, hey, I can't do this no more. It's better to hurt leaving a situation than to hurt staying in a situation. And you know they got a saying, well, he broke my heart or she broke my heart. When we deal with that statement, when you're dealing with the heart, you're going to have to understand that it's not talking about the physical heart in your body that pump blood throughout your body. That's the muscle to pump blood throughout your body. But when you talk about your heart being broken, it's talking about your thought process. You gave a lot of thought and expectation of this person. You made this person a center focus of your thinking process. You had high expectations of being with him and what he should be doing in your mind. And when he started doing other than that, he broke your train of thought. He causes you to lose focus. So when our thought process is broke, then we start dwelling on and thinking about what we feel we lost, or what we feel we are losing, or what we feel we invested in somebody else. That's where the pain comes from. Us thinking, we start listening to sad music. I know I did. I was listening to sad music. I'm a Michael Jackson fan, and I would sit up at night in the room, in the dark room, with the headphones on, and I'm listening. She's out of my life. She's out of my life. And I don't know whether. And I'm going hard at crying, because that's the energy I was given to that situation and circumstance. I was focusing on, and I was finding all the sad songs to help make me fall deeper, deeper in depression. But a friend of mine, a brother of mine, he said, it's going to come a time where you're going to wake up and you're going to be like, F it, and you're going to move on. Why? Because I had to change my thought process. See, when you think you're losing somebody, that means you value that person more than you value yourself. Hell, look at it like he losing something valuable. looking like he's losing out. He don't understand what he has in you. See, if you know your worth and you see the value of yourself, if somebody doesn't do what it takes to show that they care, desire, and have a strong willing desire to be in your life, they're not worthy to be in your life. You're not losing anything. You are gaining because you get to gain your self-respect. You get to gain the opportunity to love you even more and put yourself in a position for God to bless you with something better. But you wouldn't even know if God blessing you with something better if you keep focusing on that which he's trying to remove out your life any damn way. Because I know if you like any of the sisters I build with, any of the sisters I talk to, they be, look, I'm waiting on the Lord to bless me with a good man. But then you pray that God bless you with a good man. Then you go out and you get your type of man. Your type of man might not be God's type of man for you. He might let you go ahead and get with your type of man and show you that ain't even the type of man he wants you to have. So go look in the mirror and see how beautiful you are on the outside, and then study yourself and see how beautiful you are on the inside. And see, you are not losing anything from a man who can't see how beautiful you are on the inside. And there ain't nothing wrong with crying, because crying purifies us. And negative energy flows out through the tears. But with every tear that drops from your face, you start smiling and you start thinking of how beautiful you are, not just on the outside, but on the inside. And that's when you start loving you more than you, and focus on loving you more than you focus on if somebody else loves you. Am I making any sense?
Yeah, you're making sense.
So hang in there. Know your worth. Know how valuable you are. And if nobody else can see that in, if a man cannot see that in you, then he's not the man for you. God is trying to remove him. So let God do what God does and bless you with something better. All right?
All right.
Thank you for calling. Hey, you, North Star Talk, if you got any questions or anything, just hit me up. If you want to build on it even more, just hit me up. My number is 910-709-7226. You can call me personally, and we can build on this, all right?
Okay.
All right, thank you for calling in. I'm going to close it out, so keep listening as I close the show out. I'm going to see if anybody else want to make a statement or a comment. All right, thank you for calling in. Man, we have some beautiful show. We got people participating and responding. If you want, if you got a couple of more minutes, leave it open. Phone is open. If you want to make a statement or a comment, got a question, here's your time right now by pressing 1. We are off. The show is offline, so we only dealing with those who are on the phone right now. So if you got a statement or a comment that you want to make right now, please hit me up. We'll give a few more minutes, and we can go from there. All right? If we don't have anybody that with their hands up, then I want to thank y'all for tuning in tonight and listening to On the Spot Tuesday, North Star Talk, Blog Talk Radio Show. I want to thank those who, even just your listening and showing support, means a lot to us. And so don't think because you didn't press 1 and say anything that, hey, they don't care. But we do care. So I want to thank y'all for tuning in. Tune in Thursday night. Check in the North Star Talk blog group for the topic. I got to get with my co-host so we can get the topic and post the topic up. We want to thank y'all for tuning in. Peace, love.
You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.